Same with the cessation of perception and feeling. There isn't any movement of mind, but it's on coming out of that that there is a reflection on that attainment in those aspects of anicca, dukkha, anatta. And it's because that those are sort of descriptions of that, yeah, anicca, dukkha, anatta. There's there's impermanent, disintegrating. There's so two descriptions of impermanent. Six or seven descriptions of suffering. Suffering, an illness, a boil, a dart, misery, affliction. And then non-self is, say, alien, empty, non-self. So those are different descriptions. And it is interesting that when the Buddhist, so often when the Buddha describes in many different ways, in many different places, the basis of insight for relinquishment, freedom from the asavas, the taints, destruction of the taints, it's in seeing clearly and penetrating those the five bases of existence, the five khandhas, those aspects of being that we take as by me and mine. But it's also interesting that sense of turning the mind away from that kind of entanglement, identification with the five khandhas, and seeing that, yeah, we've got an alternative, and directing it to the deathless element. And then delighting in that, recognizing, yeah, this is peaceful, this is sublime, and that kind of that inclination, or yeah, hard to describe it at that point, you know, in the same, but there's the mind is making a choice between, or is movement in a certain way, not a becoming, but a recognition. And that's, maybe it's an active kind of letting go, releasing, relinquishing, and a dispassion, a cessation. So that, and that, and it's also interesting where the taint at that point would be the kind of lust for the Dhamma, delight in the Dhamma, Dhamma ragena, Dhamma nandiya. And those are so that even something that is as pure and delightful as nibbana, no one has to, or one steps back from. So that's an interesting, and it's just I think that's probably one of the differences of, let's say, nibbana being utterly cooled. That's even that kind of desire for the Dhamma is settled, because there's a total, complete confidence and a complete relinquishment.